Tenders, this is Pasco Valana from Elite Goalies Canada, and today's topic is rushing the process. And what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about today is going to make a lot of sense to you, and you're going to be able to make an immediate shift in your game when you start focusing in on this. And what I'm here to talk to you about is a lot of the times in the offseason, we're really focused on short-term goals. We're trying to get physically fit. We're trying to get mentally fit. We're on the ice with elite goalies, and we're training with our private goaltending coach, or we're in our larger schools with the pro experience. And then we go out to our training camps. We battle hard for a week to 2 weeks, and then we are rewarded with the team that we're going to be with for the season. And at that point, a lot of athletes now want to take a focal point and try to take that number one job and establish themselves as one of those reliable goaltenders for their team. That's fantastic. And this is where the things change. Once we achieve those short-term goals, then what we do is we actually stop setting those goals and start focusing on the long-term goals and trying to bring those longer-term goals, like I want to make the NCAA, I want to make the Western Hockey League, or I want to make the USHL, you know, or I want to make the National Hockey League. And we try to rush that process without filling in shorter-term goals and shorter-term, more achievable goals. We need to fill in those gaps once we've achieved our short-term team goals. And one of the things I find with goaltenders throughout the season is they try so hard to think, geez, if I don't get this save percentage, or if I don't get this goals against average, or if I don't get these number of games, or et cetera, then they start putting a lot of unhealthy pressure on themselves and saying, I'm just not going to make it. I'm not going to get to that next level unless I get more starts, or unless I get more wins and so forth. The biggest key is that you need to use the system instead of having the system use you. And you need to fill in shorter-term gaps. A perfect example of this, and I'm going to attach the story of this athlete, Chris Holt. He was drafted by the New York Rangers. He played in Nebraska, Omaha, as well as the United States under-18 team. Played for the Rangers, St. Louis, and was in Ottawa's sister for a while. And he elected to go off to the Continental Hockey League in Russia as a backup goaltender to Mikhail Telquist. Now, starting off with that, he had to leave his family. He had to do a lot of different things. And most of you guys know the story anyway because we've posted it on EG365. But what he decided to do this year in our goal setting was to maximize his experience day by day, week by week in the Continental Hockey League, knowing that by living his life to the fullest, by taking advantage of several opportunities on a day-to-day basis, he was going to rapidly and aggressively get closer to his goals. Rather than saying, I wish I was in the NHL, is anybody watching me, did anybody see my great performance last night, things like that, he started focusing on how can I maximize today, how can I make the most out of what I'm doing today. And that's exactly what he decided to do this year through a goal setting, was to spend some time focusing on how he can maximize his excellence. And he took over the number one job as of last year. He's come into this year, and not only has he become a household name in Russia with a lot of fans chasing after him for autographs, and being out of the first 10 games, he was the number one star in the first 5 of 10 games, and is stealing games against some of the premier players in the world. But more importantly, he decided to live his life to the fullest. He's invited his family over to come over a few times. He's become a rock star. He's spent time singing as a guest star on a couple of different records with Russian rock stars, and now has become a legend himself in Russia. He's also hosting a cooking show because he's so popular that the fans want to see him in a variety of different venues. While this whole process was going on, and here comes the big lesson, sometimes you get rewarded when you least expect it from the least expected areas. And what happened to Chris was he was invited to join Team USA to compete in the Deutschland Cup over in Europe. And of course, that was something that he didn't set his mind on. He didn't set goals to go achieve because it was out of sight, out of mind. He wanted to focus on being the best goalie in the KHL and, of course, making it back to the NHL. Well, because of his unbelievable performance, because he's happy and excited doing everything that he possibly can in every moment, living life in the now with no opportunity wasted, he was able to now gain other championship results by earning a spot on Team USA. So that's a lesson to you. Live life in the fullest, and your dream will come when you least expect it. Take care, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.